only is my rock, my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rest my deliverance and my honor. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. The Weather Channel has a great aptitude for not only managing to get a hold of amazing videos of extraordinary weather events, but they also somehow obtain human interest moments that just capture the attention. So this week, they were featuring footage of a speedboat that had somehow managed to bump its driver out of the boat, so that the speedboat was careering across the water without a helmsman until it smashed into a large sailboat. Miraculously, only one person was injured, and he only slightly. But it called to my mind, a terrifying mental image. My family owns a little Boston whaler. It's kind of a flounder boat, not very large. And I've had a lot of adventures and misadventures in the whaler. I have sort of a love-hate relationship with it. And most of the lessons I've learned the hard way, like even though you're sure there is gas in the tank, be sure to check it before you go out fishing, or you might just be floating aimlessly on the sea. And don't put too many people in a small boat in rough seas, because when you're coming toward shore, the waves can ground your motor in the sand and kill it, and then beach your boat on the sand. And if an earth mover offers to tow your boat off the sand, don't accept. An earth mover pulling a fiberglass hull is a very bad combination. Anyway, some years ago, down on vacation at the beach, very hot, so of course the rental house air conditioning had gone out. So we're sleeping with the windows open. And suddenly Melissa and I are awakened by the rush of a mighty wind. And we hear waves of the lagoon violently lapping against the shore. And suddenly I have this image of my boat breaking loose of its moorings and being carried by the tide down the lagoon, out the pass, and into the ocean. Irrational, right? Even so, I bolted upright in bed, threw on some swim trunks, and ran out to the lagoon and saw these huge, white-capping, frothing waves energized by some demonic force. What I didn't see was my boat. And this wave of self-loathing swept over me. You idiot, why didn't you double anchor it? And then the lightning across the lagoon that was flashing to herald the coming of the storm suddenly flashed, and I saw a gleam of something metallic. My motor. The wind and the waves and the tide had conspired just to move my boat into a clump of seagrass. And I checked it, and the boat was secure. The rope was taut, but the knot was fine. And a phrase like a lightning bolt came through my mind, my anchor holds. My anchor holds. And I felt this wave of peace. When Jesus looks around at his friends gathered about him at that table, he had to have had his doubts about the future of his ministry. His disciples had not distinguished themselves by the clarity with which they had grasped his vision. They had not always comprehended the nature of his mission. They had not always carried out his desires. And he knew they were about to enter a stormy time for which their faith was insufficient and inadequate. He had to have wondered, how will they respond? How will they rehabilitate their faith after their failure? He had to have wondered, as he looked at his friends in the face of a gathering storm, how secure was his mission? And yet he looked beyond their faces to the trustworthiness of his heavenly Father. Yes, his disciples were very fallible, but his heavenly Father was infallible. His promise was sure. His anchor would hold. Yes, the storm would be hard, but his anchor would hold. And so Jesus could say to his friends, this is my body. It's going to be broken for you. This is my blood. It's going to be shed for you. But he could look beyond those images of violence, beyond the betrayals and the failures, even of his own. And he could see that the anchor of God was sure. And so he could say to them, when you eat this bread, when you drink this cup, you proclaim my death until I come again. This supper, it is a supper of sorrow. Images of broken bread, images of poured wine, symbolic of violence and hatred done unto our Lord. But if it is a supper of sorrow, it is also a supper of strength. We sing that old hymn, when darkness seems to hide his face, I rest in his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds. Within the veil. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. With the assurance that our God is an anchor that holds, we approach this table this morning.